800-480-8320. Do it today.
There's a hard moon rising on the streets tonight. There's a reckless feeling in your heart.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one on this Tuesday, January 16th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Well, from one homegrown Michigan rock star, Bob Seger, that music intro, we're joined by another homegrown Michigander, rock star, rock patriot, Mark Farner. Mark Farner's American band, former lead guitar singer, vocalist with Grand Funk Railroad, longtime listener, patriot brother. Vicky and I have been to his house. He cooked us a steak and sat and had broke bread with him and his wife. Mark Farner's on the line. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, brother Trucker.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing, but I'm not mill doing.
Amen. Amen to that. Hey, I wanted to ask you real quick. You have been absolute rock star. You have been in this business of Hollywood for how many years? How many years have you been now strumming your guitar and in the process?
Well, our first album came out in 1969 as Grand Funk Railroad, but prior to that, I was still, you know, I was in Terry and the Pack, and I was in The Pack, and I was in Mojo and the Nightwalkers and the Derelicts, and, you know, we had a lot of local bands that we played in down in that Flint area.
Right.
But professionally, since 1969, when Capitol Records released our first album, On Time.
On Time. And that was the year of Woodstock, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Miss Vicky was there with her three babies wearing her bell-bottom pants and her pigtails and slept in the mud and did all kinds of things. And, you know, it's amazing to me, your life, when you look back, now that we've had time to reflect on our lives and all the crazy things that happened in it, it's absolutely amazing to kind of lay it all out and put it into perspective. My first question right out of the gate, have you ever sat down and thought about writing a book of your life?
I do have an authorized biography that Christopher Englehart wrote, and it tells a little bit about, you know, my dad being a War II veteran, a tank driver in a 7th Armored Division, and my mother being the first woman in the United States to weld on Sherman tanks at Fisher Body in Flint, Michigan.
Oh, yeah.
And so, you know, it gets into that from the get-go, but it doesn't get into stories that I would like to share, some of my adventures and some of the absolutely miraculous things that have happened in my life, and but that's coming. I don't know when.
Sure,
we've got people that are that want to do a video, you know. So I'm part of it is me talking, telling the story, using that as an insert in the book, the actual, you know, paperback.
Yes. We'll be able to get a combo. Hey, you know, that brings up a good point because you've shared some of those stories with me, and I'm not going to get into it on the radio because I don't know which stories you'd want out there or not, so I'm right. Going to leave that up to you. But it has absolutely proven to you there is a God.
Hallelujah.
Talk about just maybe one off the top of your head that comes to mind in your life where you know for a fact that there was a God and he was involved in your life.
When my dad died, I was 9 years old. My dad was, after the war, he signed up to be a fireman in Flint, Michigan, Station 4. And him and a fellow fireman were struck broadside the other fellow, Smith, was driving a 55 Chevrolet. They crossed a crossing that was that didn't have any lights, and got T-boned and killed both of them instantly. My mother was in shock. You know, the whole family was at our house on Davison Road there in Flint, Michigan. Everybody was in the dining room. We had a big, you know, farmhouse and a big farmhouse dining room. And people are just crying and talking and trying to console my mother. And here I am, 9 years old. My dad had just purchased our first television set. It was a black and white TV. I walk out of the dining room because I just wanted to get away from all the crying and everything. And
sure,
you know, I just wanted to get away from it. And as I'm walking into the living room, Billy Graham is on the television set, and he says, "Do you need a touch from God?" And I look over, and here's Billy Graham looking me in the face.
Yeah.
"Are you hurting? Are you hurting?" Mm. And I got tears coming down my face.
Sure.
And I'm thinking, can he see me? I'm 9 years old. I don't know about a television.
Sure. I don't even know what it is.
No. I mean, I looked into a speaker on a big wooden radio for years. That was our entertainment until television came along. So I'm thinking, he's talking to me. He says, "Come over and put your hand on the television set and pray with me." And I did. Mm. And I received Jesus Christ as my Lord and my Savior, my Redeemer, my love, my all. And I, at 9 years old, I'd been to the Free Methodist Church with my Grandma Root on Easter and maybe one other day. But we were not regular church goers. And the Jesus Christ was said in our household, but maybe not in a reverent way.
Right. Uh-huh.
But that was the home I was brought up in.
Sure, sure, sure.
But then I went out. I became this, you know, rock star after my mother got me guitar lessons. When I was 15 years old, I was injured playing junior varsity football. So she knew how I loved to hear my name being called over the loudspeaker. You know, that was Farner number 66 in on a cackle. Man, I'd be prancing across that field.
Right.
You know.
Yep.
Just
yep.
Holding it high. And so anyways, after 5 years, I'm 20 years old. Grand Funk plays to 180,000 people at Atlanta, Georgia Pop Festival. We became famous instantly. We didn't have a record out. We were not signed to a company. But I'm telling you, after that gig, it was like full steam ahead.
Amen.
And I just want to mention that one thing that I may have told you about. I was with my friend Jim Atherton in his 65 Chevy. We're northbound on Morris Road going into Swartz Creek. And every place we went in that 65 Chevy was 120 miles an hour. I'm not kidding you.
This is, oh, yeah.
You know. So
big block. He was letting the dog eat.
Yes, that's right. Let him roll. So, and I said, "Back out of it, Jim. Look at that. There's a kid up there on the..." And way up ahead, I could, you know, God gave me some good vision. I have still good eyes today. And I could see this kid walking the same direction we're going. He's going towards Swartz Creek. Mm-hmm. So Jim backs out of it, and we're slowing down. And this kid's mother is coming southbound out of Swartz Creek. And Morris Road is just a two-lane road, one
sure
in and
is.
One out. And so, so she pulls over on the shoulder of the road coming southbound. Without thinking, this kid steps out in front of us.
Whoa.
You know, and we're going to kill him. I mean, if Jim wouldn't have did what he did and jerked that steering wheel, we'd have killed this kid. I don't even know how we missed him. But when we hit the ditch, you know, it's quite a divot there.
Sure.
And we were going quite fast anyways. And we are launched. We are in the air, and as the hood of the car is coming over, And we didn't have seatbelts on, dude. I mean, you know, I gotta confess. But as that hood comes over, I'm looking at three oak trees that are sitting in front of this farmhouse, and we are headed for the first one, and there is absolutely no possible way that we are going to miss it. We are going to strike this tree. I immediately swivel around. My knees are on the floorboard in the passenger seat, and I'm praying to God, no, Lord, please, God, not now, not now. And it was bam, crash, boom, bop, bam. We end up out on one of the giant rocks that were driveway markers for this farm, and we are sitting on top of it. The A-frame is broken in the front. The motor is pouring out the oil down this rock. It's smoking. And I look out, and it's time, man. I open the door, and I jump down out of this car, and I run over to see the tracks. The tracks come up to the tree as where we landed. It skidded, and, of course, Jim had the brakes on. The trees were like, you know, take three, four guys to reach around this tree. It's a great big oak tree.
Yeah.
The tracks come up to it, and they continue on the other side of this tree out to where we finally struck the. Yeah. So when the cops got there, and the cop is one of the guys has got the wheel, and he's measuring the skid marks from where we left the road and everything. The other guy's up talking to Jim and I, and he is shaking so bad, trucker, he can't write. I told him what happened, and he asked me for the third time. I'm telling him, he says, well, what happened? How did that happen? Because I told him, just like I told you in the audience just now, and this guy cannot write. He's shaking so bad, and here comes his partner with that wheel, and his partner sees where the car strikes the ground in front of the tree.
Yep.
And he gets to that, and he writes down, and then he looks around the tree, and Randy, he fell. It was like somebody pulled a plug on his power. His
went to the ground.
His face turned as white as a piece of paper. Mm-hmm. He looked over at me, and this guy that was questioning us and had a clipboard, he threw the clipboard down, and he goes and he picks his partner up. Are you all right, man? Are you okay? And the guy can't even talk. He's looking over at us. He's looking at us. They go back to the cruiser. He puts him in the shotgun side. He goes around.
Hold it. Hey, Mark, we're up against hard bake, brother. Hold it right there. We're going to continue with Mark Farner on the other side of this break. We'll be right back.
All right.
Politics doesn't belong in the classroom, nor does the woke agenda. Hi, it's Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. As a physician, I know the importance of education. I want every child to have the same opportunities I did. That's why we must return to teaching academics rather than confusing children on gender issues. I will fight for the future of this generation. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana, and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
K Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two for about the next 7 minutes here. Mark, I'm an interactive show. I don't take calls. People text me. As you know, you text me many times over the years during the show. I'm going to do this right in the exact order in which these came in. First of all, John Palmer, Patriot brother over in Onaway, says, please tell Mark and Lisa I said, hey, we go way back. Then I got a text message, and this one's really interesting. Mark Hotchkins, he's down in the Fenton area. He goes, I was on Morris Road just last night. Tell Mark I said, hey. And then I've got another one here. This is amazing. Officer Rick, former truck driver, now he's a police officer, works quite a bit in Genesee County. He says, I know exactly where Mark Farner's accident was. He says, I'm actually sitting in the squad car right now about 15 miles from that site. He knew exactly the address you were describing. And then lastly, Sherry over in Onaway says, good to hear fellow brother Mark in Christ and on the air. Love you, Mark. Jesus, God spared his life for the purpose that Mark Farner had. Thank you, Jesus. And I've got to tell you, man, it's amazing. That story, I tried not to interrupt you. I was getting an alert that we were going to a break. You may have heard it in the background. I was trying to turn things off. I'm sitting here, and I'm just like, wow. That story, I'm sorry. All these other stories and things that has happened to your life, Mark, definitely, brother, you need to write a book, put out a movie. You need to do something.
Yeah, I hear you. But let me finish that story, dude.
Real quick, dude. Wrap
okay.
it up.
The guy that had the clipboard threw it down. He picked his partner up and carries him over to the cruiser, opens the door, puts him in. He goes around the front of the car, opens the driver's door, gets in, and they're gone. They left everything. They left the clipboard. They left the measuring wheel. They left. And
wow.
I'm telling you. If you would have been there and realized, because that was something, and it was God all over the place. The spirit was so heavy, dripping, and Jim and I were spared together. That, you know, how much more proof would I need as a young man,
right,
to know that I serve a righteous, loving, caring God who's got ears, dude.
Absolutely, he does. And our prayers were answered. And you know what? One thing that's amazing, as I I haven't shared this with you because I didn't know that about your dad. My dad died in a car accident when I was 8 years old.
Wow.
And we were in William Poter Funeral Home in downtown Rochester. And Grandma Bishop came up to me and touched me on the shoulder as I was looking at my dead father in the casket and said, "Randy, you are now the man of the house."
Ooh.
Yes.
Ooh.
Talk about growing up instantly, brother. So yeah. you were touched by Billy Graham through a black and white TV. I was touched by Grandma Bishop. And it changed the direction of my life forever, just as Billy Graham changed the direction of yours. Great story. Mark, I hate to do this. I have another sponsor that comes on the show next. Is there a
That's
way
fine.
That I've got 16 text messages that I haven't even gotten to. Is there any way we could possibly sit down and talk about you being a regular guest on the show?
Yeah, man.
Okay, because I feel bad for these other 16 people. Well, now 17. Another one just came in. I apologize, guys. There's no way I can get to all your text messages, but we will, and I will have Mark Farner on again. Maybe we can do this as a weekly or every other week kind of thing and get Mark on because we love you, brother. Everybody totally supports you. They love one of the text messages. I am so happy to hear him talk about Flint, Michigan back in the 60s. I lived there probably a couple miles from his house. You talked about Davison Road, and they're laughing. They're going, "I think we were neighbors." we got so many connections with you, and I think Northern Michigan would love to hear you on a regular basis, so we'll talk about that. Lastly, what's happening, like, within a minute here? What are you working on right now in the studio?
I'm working on an album that will be released in the spring. It's, I'm working with Mark Slaughter, who is from the group Slaughter from the 80s. He's a brother. He is part Native American, as I am, Cherokee. And we both feel, you know, like this is something that, and it's a very patriotic record. There's things that I'm saying that in music that can't be said any other way. I think when the people hear it, if you have even an ounce of patriotism in you, it's gonna grow when you hear this music. So I'm really excited about this new album, and I'm excited about our South American tour in April.
Oh, fantastic. We got to learn more about all that. Again, we've been speaking with Mark Farner. Mark Farner's American band, former lead guitar vocalist. Real quick, fast answer. Did you play music on your guitar by ear, or did you read music?
I cannot read music, brother. It's all by ear. Guitar, harmonica.
Yeah, Dave Ajima is absolutely correct. He said, "I bet he plays by ear." I love it. Amen. Well, yeah. God bless you, brother. Get back to the studio. We'll let you go, and we'll talk
all
soon.
Right. Thanks, Brother Randy. God bless you and the listeners.
God bless you, sir. Top of the hour news break. Hour number two. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
If you are a PIE&G electric customer, call and get on the PIE&G Connect Express today. Call 800-423-6634 to get connected to the best, fastest, most reliable fiber internet connection in Northern Michigan. Faster than Frontier, speedier than Sunrise, all at an affordable price. So call them today at 800-423-6634 and get on the PIE&G Connect internet train. All aboard!
97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan.
Your current time is 10 o'clock.
Michigan News Source is brought to you by My Pure Health Solutions. If you want to lose weight and feel great with a custom program, it's time.